Welcome to What I Didn't Tell My Therapist, where we talk about the hard and soft issues related with mental health, holistic healing practitioners, all of the things that maybe you don't talk to your therapist about.
Hi, I'm Leela Davis, a creative wellness coach who successfully healed the worst of my bipolar disorder and CPTSD symptoms through many of the creative and alternative methods that we discuss on this show. Today, David Greenleaf is my co-host. David is a life coach who specializes in thriving beyond recovery. And if you want to know more in-depth information about him and what he has to offer as a life coach, be sure to listen to episode number 13. Sadly, Jude Guarini will no longer be the steady co-host of this show. Jude has so many creative ideas and projects in the works, and he only has a limited amount of time to do them all. So if you want to continue following Jude's work, please read the show notes where all of that information will be available. So glad to have you as my wingman today, David.
Back by popular demand, and I am super excited to be here. Thank you for the privilege of getting to co-host with you.
Oh, I didn't know it was a privilege, but you're welcome. So today we have Alessandra Amico Jones, who's a life coach and an EFT practitioner, who is coming out with a children's book called The Magic Within You.
So tell me, Leela, is EFT the ability to read minds? What is EFT?
We shall find out. And I haven't told her, but I may ask her to show us on the podcast. And of course, you podcastees, I'll ask her to explain so you can follow along. Welcome, Alessandra Amico Jones, to What I Didn't Tell My Therapist. I'm so glad to see you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Alessandra is an EFT practitioner, author, life coach, and mom to two beautiful boys. After discovering the benefits of EFT, her life completely changed when she was finally able to make sense of the premature loss of her mother 22 years ago when she was 16 years old. She decided to study EFT and become a practitioner. And after helping many adults, she's transitioning over to helping children with EFT tapping. And she has written a book called The Magic Within You, Help Children Learn About EFT Tapping. So that's exciting.
I had no intention of writing a book until 3 months ago. You told me you would write a book in a couple of weeks. So I would say you're completely crazy. But the idea hit me and I thought, I need to do it. And I wrote it down and it just happened. And yeah, now it's actually done. So I'm really impressed.
Wow, congratulations. What exactly is EFT? Can you explain how it works?
Sure. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And it's a technique that has been developed in the 1990s by a guy called Rick Craig. And basically, it's a holistic technique. Holistic means that it unites the body and the mind, because we actually physically go and touch our body in several points, but we get in contact with our emotions, our feelings. So it really unites the two parts of ourselves. And it's based on the ancient art of acupuncture, ancient Chinese art of acupuncture. But instead of sticking needles in our body and face, we just tap with our fingers, which is a bit more gentle practice. And basically, again, it's based on the principle that we have energy running through our body in what is called a meridian line. So the meridian lines have the energy that always goes through bodies. And if the energy runs smoothly, our life is happy, we are healthy, and everything is fine. But when something negative happens, the energy becomes disrupted, and then develop illnesses or disease. So the body is not at ease. And what EFT does is basically in the acupuncture points of our body where the energy is more easily accessible. So that's where we go and touch and we go and tap. But basically by doing so, send a calming signal to our brain and to our body, and we've been able to make that energy stream again. So it's a relatively simple technique. At the beginning, it can look really weird because someone's doing it, you think they're completely crazy. But it's, in my experience, it does work and it makes me feel so much better. And once you've learned the points, you can do it anytime, anywhere. And it's very simple and very effective.
So that's a great explanation of it. And so you're literally tapping into your natural energy.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Have forgotten that we can heal ourselves. We are being reminded now by great people like Louise Hay and all of that, but we have forgotten. But with this kind of technique, we are able to literally access our healing powers.
So how did you first find out about EFT? And mentioned grief, how did it help you with your grief?
Basically, as you said in my lovely introduction, I experienced grief. And in my year, when I was 16 years old, I lost my mom in a car accident. Obviously, that was devastating. That was really sad. But I had to carry on living my life because I had a younger brother, my dad, that didn't cope very well with everything. To just really get a grip and then just start getting hold of everyone in the house, in school. I was only 16 at the end of the day and just really get on with my life. So I did that. I carried on with my life. I'm in the UK, I got married, I got kids, those sorts of things. But that grief was still stuck within me. But I embedded it so deep within me that I wasn't accepting it anymore. It was there, it was like a stone, but I wasn't allowing myself to go there because it was too painful. And what happened is around 2 years ago, I started getting interested about becoming a life coach, especially after pandemic hits and everyone was at home and we all didn't know what to do with ourselves. I thought, let's use this time to do something useful. Let's start looking inside. There was all this big thing, again, about self-development and stuff. So starting to learn about myself, about healing and about all of these things, I just by accident came in contact with someone doing EFT. And at the beginning, I looked at it and I thought, nah, this just looks a bit crazy. What are they doing? I didn't really understand it too much. But then I actually had a session with a lady and this session was the session. It literally changed my life. I even go far saying that. I'm not even exaggerating. Session was supposed to last for half an hour. We carried on for a whole hour because I just completely vomited everything inside out. She was able to access that part of me and make me access that part of me, really, and look at it and say, yes, this was absolutely crap, but it happened. And now let's move on. Let's carry on with life. And that was something in a step that I never took. That really took me a step further. And it wasn't that immediately and clicks that immediately, but with time was able to look at things and really make sense of them. And then it gets so profound, that experience, that I thought I have to study, I have to get to know more of this technique. And I did, and I became a community practitioner.
Love listening to your testimony about this, Alessandra, because you bring home that our issues are in our tissues, that we store our trauma and our grief in our body. And while traditional talk therapy can be very helpful, I'm hearing that you couldn't access the feelings until you came through this modality where it was through the body is when you started to actually experience access to the feelings and to be able to let them go, which is really inspiring. I share that experience too.
It really is the profound.
So besides grief and trauma, which are biggies and should not be just easily passed by, there are other things that we can use EFT for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's so versatile. You can use this for pretty much anything. It can be useful for living stress, fears, physical pain, limiting beliefs, phobias, anything. The guy that developed it, and McCray also is famous for saying, try it on everything.
You're going to be driving down the freeway in Phoenix here and be like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is the steering wheel.
Yeah, right.
You can do it just one-handed.
Yeah, for sure. I've recently started doing it again. I found a guy online who's really accessible because of a podcast that Lila shared with me, of somebody talking about it. And yeah, the ones that I specifically looked for are about self-worth and self-love, but even a specific memory or something.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Self-love is amazing because somehow get the wrong message when we're kids because of stuff happening that we're not good enough. And then we carry it throughout our whole life without even realizing. And then when we're old enough, we can look back and then start working on all of these things. Just because we have tools that allow us to do that.
Yeah, we can pick up that not good enoughness, even if we have a perfect family, because I think in UK and the United States, there's a very hard school culture about performance and this sort of thing. So you could come from the most loving family in the world and still develop that feeling of not enoughness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Italian, I went to school in Italy and I had the same, exactly the same experience at school. I had to perform. My parents loved me, so much, but I had to be good because the promise was, there was a promise of a better life. They told me, be good at school so you can have a better life than we did. And that meant that I had to perform, I had to get those good marks. And I did. If I didn't, I was hurting myself.
Well, and I find it ironic that I'm going to say this, but let's not forget about the influence of the white man in the patriarchal societies that we live in. I can never understand fully what people who identify as a female gender must be going through on the daily basis. Just that message of what to wear, how much you need to weigh, wage disparities, all of it. So anybody could benefit, it seems like, from EFT.
Right.
Absolutely.
So can you share some success stories?
There is a particular one that comes to mind. This lady came to me because I was dealing with the grief of her dad. She was a young kid. And then we worked together on that. We did tapping, we did coaching, actually EFT tapping. Started to relieve some of that stress, some of the anxiety that she felt, some feelings that she carried on throughout her life. And then a really funny thing she said, I was at work and I was doing a presentation and things started going a little bit pear-shaped, let's say, but I didn't lose it. Before, I would start blaming myself and saying, oh, you're so stupid, you're so silly, but I didn't lose it. I just carried on, I took a deep breath and I believed in myself more. So again, that it's all interconnected. She came to me for the grief, we worked on it, and then she came back with a little bit of more self-worth as well that showed in her life, work, and in her own family as well. Another one, she had a similar story to mine. She lost her father, but she wasn't able to access her emotions. She just carried on her life, like a little bit like I did, sweeping under the rug kind of thing. And then by working together again, she was able to access her emotions and start understanding why she was behaving with her son in the way that she was. So she was able to change the way she helped her own son growing up. So that was a big learning curve for her.
As a provider and a healer, it's the gold right there. Be able to see in real time how people are affected by this. I think that's incredible. Also, as I said, EFT, it's something somebody can do on their own. So what I'm really curious about is you as a practitioner, someone who offers these services, why would somebody want to have a practitioner? What's the benefit of coming to you for coaching?
EFT was created as a technique for the people. So basically for everyone to use on their own and just basically to do whenever needed. The benefit of coming to a practitioner is that the practitioner can see the part of you that you cannot see, your shadow sides, the thing your ego is not even showing you. So another person can see those, they can make you aware of those things. And you have the perspective of another person's, because obviously if you live your life in a certain way and you arrive to a certain lifestyle, let's say, it's because you're used to thinking a certain way. So by having someone else seeing it, your life in an other perspective will make you think differently, might help you start making those shifts and saying, oh yeah, maybe if I change that, maybe I can change everything. So that united to actually showing you properly how to do it, the technique properly, and then to tailor made it just for your situation, that is really beneficial. And then after, go on your own. Have experience it, practice it, do it. First one that says, go for it, do it.
Yeah. My experience of EFT is it's been so incredibly gentle too. And as far as working with a practitioner, often when people are re-experiencing trauma, it has to do with childhood experiences. And when you're a child, really, you don't have the tools to regulate your own emotions. You don't really know what to do. So you're dependent on another person to help you give those tools. In a sense, the practitioner is substituting the parental figure to give those tools, to share those tools, to empower, you know, that inner child to regulate. And so you were transitioning to helping children. How did that come about?
That happened because of two reasons. One is because I have kids of my own. I have two beautiful boys, and sometimes they get affected by some stuff that happened at school or growing up. They're about experience something that's going to upset them. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could give them a tool that they can use anytime they feel like? And the other point was that by working with adults, I could see what you just said, that all the majority, maybe not all of them, but the majority of the trauma comes from when they were kids, and the inner child being traumatized, being hurt. So I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could get the children now and give them a tool that they can use now or can learn now, so that they don't have to carry on and having all of those negative emotions and negative feelings throughout their life. If the truth, they can act on those if they've shown obviously how, and they can get rid of them straight away. So in the future, we have less adults having to work on their inner child or reparent themselves because they've already done it when they were kids. That was like my idea. So that's how I decided to start working with children.
That's terrific. I've seen some videos where some schools teach meditation to kids. And I remember a friend of mine, we're talking about coping skills and we both worked in mental health. And they're like, why do we have to use these coping skills? It's because we didn't learn them as kids. I think it's a great service that you're providing and such insight. It'd be nice if they could teach these things in school. How would the technique vary between kids and adults, if at all?
Doesn't really vary that much. The points are always the same. As a practitioner, you have to be more aware of the kind of language that you use to be more child-friendly and trying to involve them a little bit more, being more aware that you're talking to a child rather than an adult. But in itself, the technique is the same.
Yeah. Now, is there like a kind of a minimum age? Is there a sweet spot in ages that you find to be the most effective?
No, not really. I'm working with kids that are in primary school here in the UK, so from 4-year-old to 11-year-old. So yeah, they're all quite happy. Let's say that the youngest one are actually happiest to do it because they think it more is a game. Old one, maybe they're a little bit more conscious of what they're doing and their friends looking at them. But once they feel the benefit of it, they'll enjoy it.
So right now, are you primarily working with individuals or are you finding some opportunities to work with groups of children?
I am quite at the beginning of this transition between adults and children. And my dream would actually be, like David was saying earlier, actually to go into schools and pitch in this EFT in school. So I'm also starting to work with families. And so you basically, you help the child and you help the parents. You work on both of them, the child and the parent. They can, first of all, tap together. And second of all, support each other and grow all together. So yeah, a little bit of both, really. A group of kids and then individuals and families.
The people who tap together laugh together, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
That's terrific. And I found through my own experience too, that there's this magic in a group setting. So I think that's great that, yeah, that Lilo, you were going to say something?
Oh, I was just thinking about your new book, The Magic Within You. Were you intentionally going to be using that as a teaching tool, reading in a library and the kids could do it together in a group? I can envision that.
Yeah. That's exactly how the book came about, actually, because I was thinking going into schools and then talk to a big group of kids. And I was thinking, okay, I need to introduce myself. I need to tell them why I'm doing this, what brought me to this. But then I thought, I'm talking to children. If I tell them the story of my life, like it really happened, I might traumatize them because they are just kids. So I thought, what's the best way of telling my story? And then I thought, a story of a little girl, something bad happened to her, and then she was sad, and then she covered it. So I thought, yeah, let's write it down. And then that's literally how the book came about. And I just wrote it down. And then I thought, oh my God, I've wrote a book. And now what?
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah, congratulations on the book. Kudos to you. I admire that you can do that and the creative process, that it was organic and how it came about. That's very inspiring.
I saw some of the images on your Instagram. Did you do the artwork or did you find an artist?
No, I didn't do illustration myself, but I found this amazing lady on the internet and she's so talented. She really was able to bring the book to life. I love what she did, the characters, and it was a dream bringing this thing together.
That is so exciting.
To coattail off the Instagram, because I stalked your page too. And really, you have this focus towards children and families, and I think that's great. I want to say, just because it reminds me of my shtick a little bit, I noticed one of your posts was a little edgy. You don't like EFT, then blah, I don't care. I'm doing what I want.
But that was when you were referring to.
Yes, it was very cocky. And I like that. So it sounds like you can appeal to people of many walks of life. In other words, you got me Mr. Tattoo attention with that one. Do you find that there's been pushback against EFT?
Probably I was talking to myself more than anything else. I wanted to do that sometimes in my first. Uh-huh. I think it was my own inner critic that was saying, who do you think you are? No one is going to listen to you. You always do crazy things. You always are the black sheep of the family. You always do weird things. So in this post, this is just exactly what I said. I said, I know that in the many years I've done crazy things. If you don't like it, just look somewhere else. It is what I am. This is what I do. This is what I believe in. And if you don't, then it's your problems.
I love that, because if you ever read my blog, God forbid, I talk about the inner critic a lot, and I use a little F from the movie Gremlins, and that's how I personify it's the evil gremlins in the movie theater laughing at me. So I love that, because I mean, there's a place to nurture ourselves. And then there's sometimes where it's just, you know, enough. So thank you for talking a little bit more about that post.
No worries.
It's funny that you were mentioning that, because the whole thing about haters, the worst hater is within, right? And it just happened to be that one of the dreams that I had last night was I had a hater. And I actually haven't had that many haters, but I haven't really been as public as I am planning to be. It's just so ridiculous just waking up and I'm going, there are no haters. I was three.
When Leela told me that you did EFT, I was jokingly saying, oh, she does ESP. She can read minds. I'm just going to ask her questions about her clairvoyance then. Here with my free association, in a way, EFT is mind reading. It is, in a way. Love that you brought Jungian shadow self stuff up, and the fact that we need somebody else to guide us through that, because you talk about ego and blind spots. Yeah, I'm there. And I think it's great that you can be that presence for somebody to help them kind of tiptoe through those shadows, bring it to light. So in a way, you are a mind reader.
Yeah, to tell me your life and I'll tell you how to fix it.
That's right.
It's such a gentle technique. And at least in the Anglo-Saxon culture, we're trained to ignore the body. I don't know. In Italy, it feels like they're more embodied, at least enjoying life.
In Italy, I think we've understood that life is for enjoying yourself in life. We're very blessed and very lucky to have beautiful food, beautiful places, beautiful weather. So maybe it's easier for us to just look at the bright side of life. So I have to say that meditation and those sort of practices are not overly practiced here in the UK, probably in America. But I think that now people are rediscovering these techniques more. They are going back to their bodies, to their soul, to the core, and they're finding the happiness comes from within, not from the outside. You might chase it and you might think, oh, I forgot to have a lovely time, I'm going to be happy. And then what? You know, if you're not happy inside, you're not happy inside in Italy, nor in America, nor in the UK. So find your happiness first, develop that first, and then you can be happy whenever you want.
Yeah, it's an inside job for sure. And also, I think it's great to woo and big picture here is that we are in the middle of a shift in consciousness on this planet. There's an awakening happening right now. You are one of the spearheads of helping to shift that consciousness to bring us back to maybe some more of that ancient wisdom before we got bogged down by technology and all the other stuff I won't go into now because we're all in a good mood. I salute you for being a visionary and a leader in that way, that you can say, hey, look, this is something that normally inner critic's not a fan of and most of society is unaware of, really bringing it to light. And then to also just to go to the children, it's revolutionary stuff there, Alessandra.
Thank you. Thank you. I also believe that. And that's also why I had to do that reel and tell my inner critic to shut up and let me do my job. But this is important stuff.
So I didn't say this in our interview questions, but I was just thinking, would you mind leading us through a little practice?
Yeah, sure.
I was thinking that maybe we could work on the inner critic. And before you do that, just explain, because obviously it's a podcast.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, so basically what we do in EFC, we start by tapping on the side of our hand, in the soft spots of our hand between wrist and the beginning of our little finger. So we tap, It doesn't matter, left hand, right hand, it doesn't matter whichever hands you want to tap with. And as we tap, we'll repeat sentence 3 times. And even though feeling pretty thick, I totally and completely love, honor, and accept myself. So we'll repeat that 3 times. And then we start moving on the points. So the points are at the beginning of the eyebrows, so literally where the eyebrows start. So you start tapping 2 fingers there. And on the side of the eye, so basically in line with your pupil on the bone, under the eye. So again, in line with the pupil on your bone, under the eye, under the nose, under the mouth, under your collarbone. So if you feel your collarbone, you go down kind of to the right spot. Like that. Under your arm, you put your hand under your armpit, and then at the top of your head. Okay, so these are the points. And we will go around a couple of times, doing a couple of all rounds. And then we just see what comes up and what happens. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right, so let's just take a deep breath. Okay, so let's start tapping on the side of our hand after me. You can repeat in your mind loud, it's up to you. I don't mind. Even though sometimes I feel inner voice inside of me telling me that I'm not good enough, I totally and completely love, honor, and accept myself. Even though sometimes I am my worst enemy, I totally and completely love, honor, and accept myself. Even though sometimes really feel this voice telling me horrible things, I totally and completely love, honor, and accept myself. Okay, now start tapping on this eyebrow point. This inner voice inside of me. Out of the eye. It feels really strong under the eye. It's really negative under the nose. Why am I so horrible to myself? I need mouth. Like, I'm my worst enemy, right?
Collarbone.
If fight to me.
Under the arm.
I accept it.
Of the head.
But I choose to let it go.
Like that.
I choose to feel better about myself.
Under the eye.
I choose to use better words for myself.
Under the eye.
I can't hate myself better.
Under the mouth.
So I decide to love myself better.
Under the arm.
The negative feelings. The inner critics
can shut up for now. I choose to believe I'm enough. And I love myself. Look, after take a deep breath. And let it go.
Couple of things started to go into it. There was like this shift in your countenance, like you went into this almost like zone or trance. So that was beautiful to observe that also. And it feels like there's this reprogram going on and the results are almost immediate. The calming, great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's like connecting, some people say to soul, connecting to these parts. I think we all have access to these parts. Having someone that can lead you and then you can go on your own. Everyone, they will throw my hand, I hold their hand, then I show them the way and they can go on their own.
Tea is also maybe like a preparation for meditation where you can drop in and just be in that stillness and that safety within and knowing that you can always access it. Because sometimes I know for myself in the past when I've had so many running thoughts that it's really hard to drop into that meditative space because you feel like you're battling yourself. But EFT really sets the stage in a way.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I enjoy meditating, but we live a busy life. We all live a busy life. And you decide, okay, now I'm going to meditate and I'm going to empty my mind. It's a bit of a big request for our brain. Let's give our brain human. Do a bit of tapping first. Allow yourself to gain contact with your body. Then you can meditate more easily because you're already calming yourself in your mind, in your body.
And the thing is, there's so many different ways of meditating because you don't want to give the idea that there's that mindfulness meditation where you actually welcome all of those things. It's almost like the gym for the mind where you're identifying and creating that observer space But then there's also a time where you want to meditate just to regulate into safety, into your body. So it's really about the intentionality of what outcome or experience that you want to have.
Yeah, because in a highly anxious state, when we're in trauma mode, being mindful is not the best thing in the world. I thought mindfulness was the answer to everything. And then there's sometimes you really don't want to focus on that stuff. And so I think this is a great example of a different way.
For myself, I'm neurodivergent and feel a lot with my bipolar history of volatility. The last thing I want to feel is more feelings. When people say, feel your feelings, I'm like, I am big time. I want to not feel. It's like having the volume, full volume, and you're like, my ears are pounding in my head. You want tools that will allow you to turn the volume down and become more at peace within your body, not necessarily to avoid, but to be able to process.
Absolutely. And to feel safe, I think, whatever your background is, whatever going on in each one's life, you want to feel safe. So I think that tapping is definitely good for helping remind yourself that you are safe, because tapping lowers the level of stress that we have in our body. So it's a just natural effect. You just calm and you feel more relaxed and safer after it.
Have you seen some of the barriers or obstacles that keep people from trying this and how they can open their mind a little bit more?
I think it's just the fear of doing public. But you don't have to do it. You can just do it in at home on your own. So once you get over your own voice, say you're just doing something really silly, once you get over that, then you'll be able to feel the benefit. So I think that's one of the main things, because at the end they said, what's the worst that can happen? No, they're dramatic. So I have made a gift for the listeners. If anyone would like to try a session of ESP, offering a 15-minute free session for anyone that wants to get in touch, just to experience it and just try.
How do people find you? How do they take advantage of this wonderful offer?
Oh, okay. Yes. You can get in touch with me on my Instagram. So my Instagram is alessandra_coaching. Just DM me there and maybe just reference that you heard of this offer in the podcast. And then we'll book a session and we'll go from there.
Yes, that's very exciting. You may see me. I don't know if I'm eligible.
Yes. Yeah. And then obviously the book. I'm excited about the book. So the ebook version is available for pre-order, and the paperback version will be available from the 1st of September. It's a really simple book, lovingly created with children in mind. It's for primary school kids, so from around 4 to 11, but it's also suitable for slightly younger, so around 3, because they follow along. And I'm really excited, very proud. My baby, another my paper baby. No, and then I hope that these books can really reach many children and many parents as well, because if it's a section also for the parents to actually tell them a little bit more information about what the stick is and how to do it. And I hope it will reach as many people as possible and will help them to discover this technique and give them tools that they can use in their family, in their private life, and to just feel better, because we all need a bit of a boost, I think.
Yeah. So that's the magic within you. And when you say pre-order, you'll give me like a link for Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. And thank you for giving me the chance to talk about this and to hopefully make more people aware of this tool that is available to everyone.
That was really special. It was really wonderful to meet Alessandra. I can see how her clients must just really love her.
Yeah, she has such a divine, and maybe that's a big word for it, but just a very soothing presence. She's clearly knowledgeable about the skill of EFT, has passion about it. It comes through in the way she communicates, and it was just a delight to get to know her better and learn more about EFT.
Yeah, exactly. And yes, people, please take advantage of that freebie. That really is a special thing. You think 15 minutes might not be a big deal, but it actually is quite effective.
Sure. We did it for maybe 3 minutes with her, and I felt so uplifted afterwards.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you folks want to have more of what I didn't tell my therapist, you can follow us at What I Didn't Tell My Therapist on Instagram, as well as Facebook. You can find me, leeladavis.com, my website, and at My Piece of Sanity, also on Instagram. And what about you, David? How do we find you?
Find a milk carton and my face will be on it, because I am a missing lost child. Seriously, folks, I have a blog. I am a trauma recovery specialist life coach, and my blog speaks to my own personal journey. I believe strongly in the power of telling stories to help to relate. And I am at greenleafforlife.blog. It's the number 4. So Greenleaf for Life. And I also have a podcast by the same name, found on all major platforms, Greenleaf for Life. It's about thriving beyond trauma. And my socials are Instagram, which is going to be at Greenleaf_4_life. And then I'm on TikTok at Greenleaf for Life. It's basically the same stuff.
I'm pleased to have you podding with me, David. And we shall see you guys again.
Thank you
for joining. Bye. Crazy, beautiful soul.